This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We did have a little breaking news for you guys. Apparently, there was an explosion in a New York City subway.
Yeah, this is according to CBS News that a pipe bomb went off inside a subway tunnel near Times Square.
Police are responding. So far, one person in custody, which is the good news, and only one report of an injury. We'll keep you updated on the very latest on that.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Phone slam.
Stereo, how may I help you?
Hey, House, this is Randy.
Hey there, Ray. Help.
It's Randy. Oh, we got a. There's a problem.
Oh, tell me the problem. I'll see how I can help.
Well, so there I was. I brought my pickup, my good old Ford, into your little shop to get the new Pioneer that you guys think I should spend all this money on. And after you guys tinkered with it all day, I get back my truck, and the radio is stuck on this one song. And y'all need to get it out of my truck. Listen to it. I gotta hang on. Let me turn the car on.
Grandma got run over by reindeer.
Listen to that. That's all here. And over and over and over.
I mean, I'm very sorry, sir. We'll help any way we can.
Yeah. It's like its own loop.
It's not a bad song. Got that
it's an awful
for
song. My grandma passed away in July. She didn't get hit by a reindeer. But now I just think about my grandma every time I hear this song.
Oh. When we found her.
Yeah, it's not a Christmas morning. That's sad.
Well, it's
on loop and loop de loop de loop.
Your grandma, but for now, why don't you just turn the radio off, bring it down, and we'll try and fix that out.
Yeah, you need to do something. It's like you guys, it's like the Koreans or something hacked in there and wanted me to hear this dang thing over and over on repeat. It's like it's brainwashing me or something.
I assure you, no Koreans are trying to brainwash you.
Well, the government or something's doing something. There it goes again. I can't. It's just over and over and over. You know what? I should pick up a side job as being a Christmas DJ.
That sounds like a great idea to me. Go be a mobile DJ. Pump that sweet reindeer jam.
Listen here, Hoss. That's not a joke, okay? That's not. I don't like your lip. Okay, we got to fix this thing. We got to take it out,
sir. I'm sure we can fix the radio you have.
Yeah.
Just bring it on in.
Yeah.
We'll see what wires are crossed.
And I swear to God, if y'all give me a new radio system and it's another new Christmas song,
and the pudding made I can guarantee it will not be a Christmas song.
And the blue and
normal radio.
Candles.
I got another call. Feel free to come on down. Get a look at that stereo, all right?
Oh, you got another phone call. Must be nice. I wish I could get another song that I can listen to. I just hear this nonstop. I tell you what, you'll hear me coming from a mile away. I'll have the windows down with that crap blaring.
Well, we'll be ready for you then.
Yeah, I'm at stoplights and families are waving at me because they think I'm spreading holiday joy. I ain't spreading any joy. It's a nightmare. I'm in hell.
Dan?
Yellow.
It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. That was Roy with
hey,
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer prank phone call idea as given to us by your wife, Amber.
Yeah, well.
Well, tell Amber we said thanks for letting us play a prank on you.
I'll tell her when I get home and blast that song to wake her up.
Phone slams because we all need a good laugh at our friend's expense. Kiss 95.1. Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
That Dan knew it was us and that there was a prank being played on him.
You think he just kind of went along with the fact that we told him?
I don't know what happened. I emailed Amber and I said, did Dan ask you anything? She goes, no, did you do it? And I said, yeah, we're airing it on Monday.
What?
Yeah.
He's clueless.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I think.
He didn't
buy
that up.
He didn't buy it from the beginning. But anyway, great job, Roy, on a phone slam. What do you got coming up in the dirty?
So Joe Manganiello and Sofia Vergara, of course, are the cutest couple ever. Well, he's upping his game. I'll tell you the sweetest thing he just did coming up in 10 minutes in the dirty.
Kiss 95.1.